Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is, of course, somebody who keeps their promise. And for the past couple of days, I've been playing around with the Rwandan Karangera from Hancock and Abbotton. They've got an amazing website. They're based in Dublin and they've got a few coffees. They've got Cuban coffees and they've got organic coffees, different sections of coffees, paraphernalia for coffee enthusiasts. You've got to check out their website. Today, why am I saying that I'm keeping my promise? Because I've actually experimented with that Rwandan, which is on their specialty coffee site. These are single origin coffees. These are limited edition coffees. And I've received this very very, very beautiful coffee from Rwanda sent to me by Hancock and Abbotton. And for the past couple of days, I did filter coffees for them because it's a light medium roast, but you know me better, don't you? I don't only keep to what one might think that this coffee is geared towards, but I need to experiment everything with the bean. No stone is left unturned, no bean is left unturned here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. Now, you must forgive me, I'm over-exuberant about this coffee because it is so delicious. And what I promised you is I'm going to try it as an espresso. So, pushing it through the Rocket R58 dual boiler machine this very morning, coming back from an amazing swim at the Tuitenbeck Lido. Yes, the water is still just below 7 degrees centigrade, and yet come back buzzing once you've swum there. And then the buzz continues because I have my coffee, my breakfast and my coffee. So let's cut to the chase. What does this Rwandan red bourbon, washed coffee, dried on raised beds, African raised beds, harvested at an altitude of 1,651 meter above sea level. So what does this yield in an espresso? Well, amazing. One word only. Really beautiful. That juiciness is still there. That complexity that is very balanced. It's not complex in a way that you don't know what's happening on your palate. It is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And I've also put a little bit of milk, made my double shot espresso after having a couple of sips into a piccolo. So just adding a little bit of milk. And there again, I'm going to take a sip now live of that piccolo, and it is just delicious. Now, sadly, we ran out of full cream organic milk, so we've got semi-skim organic milk. So, maybe a little less creamy than what my palate is used to. That's only because of the milk. But the flavor itself of that particular coffee is just delicious. Now, I've also made a latte for Shirley, who's my latte expert here, who has, well, she loves milk, let's face it. And she gets all the benefit of all these coffees that come through Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ. And to her dismay, she's got semi-skimmed milk, which is not that great. But what is your reaction to this Rwandan Karangera double shot in an 8-ounce latte cup?
I might not have semi-skimmed milk, but I have a delicious coffee that I'm very, very happy with, savoring every mouthful. It's taking me on a journey into Africa. It's beautiful. It's got the stronger notes that I enjoy, but there's variation in notes, and it's just beautiful.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you're somebody who loves chocolatey.
Mm-hmm. So there is chocolatey, but there's also other stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is
yeah.
because my palate's not refined as yours, but I just know it's extremely interesting and it's definitely not a one-dimensional drink. It's definitely got multi flavors, multi layers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because I think the chocolate, I mean, is not. It's just very, very in the background.
Yes, it's not overpowering at all.
No. It's got this kind of juiciness as well. Do you feel that with kind of a lot of milk? Is that juiciness? Could you describe that as?
Well, I don't know if I'd call it juiciness, but there is a symphony of flavor.
Ooh.
It's not one overpowering, overriding flavor. And that's what I'm really enjoying.
Great, 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 great. Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm just going to leave it at that because this coffee, A, is very versatile, gives a lot of pleasure. I would just encourage you yet again, and you know, I am totally unbiased. I get so many coffees sent to me. Some, believe it or not, don't make it into, you know, my social media outlets because I don't like promoting anything that doesn't have the love and attention that it needs at source. I'm not going to elaborate on that. Just to say, I do not believe in negative publicity. So a lot of coffees don't make it onto the website, don't make it onto the audio recordings. But this one in particular, I have to rave about it. That's just the way it is. So can only encourage you yet again to go on Hancock and Abberton. .com on the website, have a look what they've got, and the next day or so I will be experimenting with another coffee, which is actually the Café de Cuba selection that they have. They have a few different Cuban coffees, which apparently sell extremely well as well. The one that I have got is called Santiago, and it is actually a blend of a Cuban coffee and a Brazilian coffee. Now, why have they sent me this? Because the purely Cuban coffees, again, sold out. So hopefully when the next batch comes in, I might be sent one which is Cuban only, which would be interesting. But for now, signing out on a high and praising the Rwandan Karangera. Thanks, Hancock and Abberton.